Hello and welcome to the Cybersecurity Insider. My name is Igal Behar. Today I'm going to ask you a question. Are you still using antivirus or anti-malware? So if you do, please listen to the next session that I'm providing today. And today I want to talk about the antivirus solution. So back in 1971, actually, it was discovered the first computer virus that was detected. And since then, we have seen an increase with the antivirus companies that develop this kind of solutions. And later on, when the zero-day exploits introduced, then what is called anti-malware was added to the mix. Now, why I bring this subject today? Because I hear it from different customers. In fact, like about 2 weeks ago, I had a discussion with a customer that they already hired us to do incident response. And you can see that video where I talk about this incident with the Office 365, but also this is initiated the operations with incident response inside the network to discover what's going on there. So we discovered many things and we had the discussion with the customer. So the CTO of that customer says, okay, so what are you suggesting? I say, well, obviously we had what we call false sense of security, because you look at the console and you see everything is green, but actually it's not anything is green. Quite the opposite. You have a big issue, a big toothache, and now you need to resolve that. So the CTO said, well, if we are using this antivirus solution, and I don't want to mention name, and I mean, you can use any names, McAfee, a Norton, anything that you can think of, Kaspersky, not to say that all those companies are bad or about their solutions or whatever. I don't want to come to this argument. But what's really important is to understand what is antivirus solution work, and from there to understand what we need to do next in order to get things correctly. So, and when you see green, you think, I must be fine, right? I don't have any threats. And 99% of all environments that we see these days, they have something. They cannot operate without any, they are not clean. It's very rare to see cases where networks are very clean. It's rare. So I want to go over this with you and talk about those things. So as I mentioned before about the antivirus solution, how it works. So the antivirus solution company discovered this kind of a virus. It doesn't mean the name, doesn't matter the name. And they develop an antidote, or what we call signatures. They develop a signature that later on this signature is being sent to the computer where the antivirus solution is installed. And once the threat is detected that matches to this signature, then you have a detection. Then you said, I have a positive detection. And therefore, it terminates that process or whatever that threat that was this signature was made for. Now, with the development and the spread of internet use, right? In the old days, the spread of viruses was very, very, very slow. You had the floppy disk. I don't know if you guys remember those days. I remember 5 1/4 inches. You used to replace them and take them from one computer to another computer. The spread was very, very, very slow. Now, with the increase of internet, the use of internet, the technology, the speeds, now the spread of viruses is really extremely fast. And antivirus solution companies cannot develop quick enough the antidote. This is one issue, which is called the gap detection. This is how we call it. And after they develop the antidote, now they need to update all the systems. Now it takes time until my computer and it does it every 15 minutes or so, depends on the definition, right? It pulls the new signatures file, or the changes. They get the delta, what it's called, the delta, the changes. So then it's very quick. You don't need to send the entire file. You just send the additions to the signatures. Now, with a presented the new threat, what is called zero day, which means that somebody found a hacker, a group found a new vulnerability in a piece of software or hardware, and that one can get to your computer very quickly by email, for instance, or by visiting a website, and we see it all day long. Let's say for Chrome web browser, you go to a certain site, you download something, but the antivirus solution doesn't have any knowledge about it, meaning the signature. So then they had to come and develop what is called anti-malware. So the anti-malware goes now and look for a little bit more advanced attacks and try to detect those and scanning your computer. So now you need to have a physical file saved on your computer hardware in order to detect that malicious actor or that malicious file that was saved on the computer. But if I don't have a file, I won't be able to detect anything. Therefore, I don't have a signature. So now we left with what it's called behavior, right? We want to see now, okay, is that threat is now trying to connect to the internet or is trying to connect to other computers on the network? Is it trying to do like what it's called port scanning, like to look for things that are open on the computer that will allow it? And for people who don't understand what is port, I would say it's like a door. Think about that you have a corridor with a lot of doors, both sides. Those doors represent ports. So if I'm trying to scan a port, it's like I'm trying to come and touch the knob and open the door in to see what's inside that room, if I can access that room. Now, if the lock is locked and I'm trying to open the door, it means the port is closed. But if they otherwise I can open the door, it means the port is open. Now, in that port, behind that port, there is another software that runs and open that port in order to provide certain services. Some are legit services. Anytime that you go to a website, it's a service that a port that is open and somebody, a server, is running behind that port to allow this kind of connectivity or that functionality. So those zero day, you cannot detect them, and also because of what it's called, they're fileless, they don't have any signature, so you cannot generate any signature. Those solutions are over. Now, not to mean that you don't need them, because there are still threats, older threats that are still out there, that they are still looking for vulnerabilities or weak points or entry points in your computer or network in order to propagate or go to jump from one computer to another. And you still want to have those antivirus solution in place, but now you need to look for, as I said earlier, for that, how that behaves, right? What it does, where it goes. And those solutions are outdated. They cannot do anything. Now you need to be vigilant and have a visibility to activities on the computer. It can be writing files to the disk, it can be accessing certain sites, it can be accessing files again on the computer, the cloud, all those things you want to see, and connect those dots all together and make sense of them and see, okay, now I see all those activities. Now I know this is an issue. And I explained to the customers who said, well, if this is so bad, let's replace it with another solution. I said, well, you've seen what solution, this solution that you have so far didn't do anything. You want to now replace it with about the same solution? no, you don't want to do this because it's not going to help you. You won't get the visibility. You won't see what we have for private. And we have provided a report that shows what was going on and still going on this network. And we are now closing all those holes as the time goes by, and we try to resolve those. Sometimes you see false positive, what it means that you have an alert, but that alert is done by a legit process, but you don't want to stop that. So it's a ongoing basis, and you need to sort those items as we go. So, and with that, I just want to finish this session today. If you like it, please like and subscribe. I'm going to post on top the previous session that I was talking about, the Office 365 and that incident response that we, as I mentioned this a few minutes ago. And if you have any questions, comments, please do it below the video. If you like this, please like it. If you don't like, also say that you don't like, it's fine. Thank you for watching, and I'm wishing you a success week. Thank you for watching. This is Yigal Behar from the Cybersecurity Insider. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of your week.